The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Well, good morning. I'm Jim Maurice. It's 7:05 and we're at 27 this morning. Your WJON weather eye forecast coming up in a few minutes after the news. Our news this hour brought to you by LFA. A judge is ruling that the DFL representative-elect was ineligible to run in House District 40B is expected to complicate negotiations at the state capitol. Hamline University professor David Schultz says both parties were prepared for a 50-50 split.
Because what you have right now in the House is that they've reached agreements for joint power where they've got the allocation of committee chairs assigned. They hadn't come up with any decision on the Speaker of the House.
Curtis Johnson is appealing the court ruling that he didn't meet the six-month residency requirement and shouldn't be seated in office on January 14th. That would give Republicans a one-vote majority. National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund honors those we've lost in the line of duty across the country. CEO Bill Alexander says contributions are a great way for Minnesotans to give back during the holidays.
At the museum, when we tell the story, there are literally thousands of exhibits, many of which are interactive, teaching people how dangerous the job can be, but also how impactful individual police officers can be. And to some degree, I hope we are having an impact in terms of connecting with that next generation.
Alexander says to date, we've lost more than 24,000 officers in the line of duty. The Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign is entering its final days. Spokesman Dan Furry says, if you happen to pass a Red Kettle, consider making a donation.
The money you put in a Red Kettle in your home town, in your community, stays in that community. So it doesn't go off to some national clearing center.
St. Cloud's Red Kettle campaign runs until noon tomorrow. Furry says demand for their services, including food, rental, heating assistance, all remains high. The state experienced catastrophic flooding in June, and the Le Sueur and Mankato areas were hit especially hard.
Parts of southern Minnesota have seen as much as 10 to 12 inches of rain just this past week.
The National Guard was called to Waterville, which was underwater.
We can provide essential resources such as high water vehicles, helicopter support, and engineering assets to help respond to these flood emergencies.
In Blue Earth County, floodwaters caused the partial failure of the Rapidan Dam.
We are continuing to monitor with the local officials the status of the dam. We were made aware of the situation about 4 o'clock this morning.
But Mother Nature was too powerful.
The torrent swept away an XL Energy electrical substation and undercut the river's west bank to the point where the Hershka family home fell into the water.
They lost everything. They lost their house, their store, and their land.
The popular diner had to be demolished.
We got guest books from people all over the world that come to our place. Not necessarily just for pie, but the whole experience.
A temporary dam store location opened in Mankato. And that is part of our year that was.
WJON News Time, 7:08. It's 27 right now. News this hour brought to you by LFA. And I'll get to your full WJON weather eye forecast next.
Hey.
For St. Cloud and for Becker, cloudy skies and 29 today. It's 27 right now. It's not going to warm up too much from where we're at. Northerly wind at 5 to 10. Tonight, overcast and 19 overnight. North wind at 5. Tomorrow, under a cloudy sky, it'll be 30 for a high with south wind at 5 miles an hour. In our extended forecast on Wednesday, of course, that's Christmas Day. Cloudy skies and 32. Thursday, a cloudy sky and 36. And then on Friday, maybe some scattered showers and 38 on Friday. WJON News Time is 7:10. It's a mild 27 to start our Monday morning. For more St. Cloud area news, you can check out the WJON mobile app. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. Jim Maurice, WJON.
All right, Jim, what's coming up at 7:30?
Yeah, gas prices rising ahead of the holiday. We'll tell you about that at the bottom of the hour.
All right, Jim, thank you. It's 7:10, and we're at 26 degrees. Next on WJON, I'll be joined by Star Tribune sports columnist Jim Suhan.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.